Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
There's a new show that is coming tomorrow. Very soon. I don't know. Today or tomorrow. And it is called Alter Egos, and I have not seen really any advertising for it, but Katie and Kevin are telling me that this is the worst show that's ever happened.
It is much like Masked Singer. It's giving me fever dream vibes, but it's also giving me the vibe of like, you might have a great voice, but you're kind of ugly, so let's find some ways to cover your face.
Oh, I see. Okay. Do we have part of the promo that we can play just a little bit?
Yeah, here it is.
Fox is making television history and bringing you the world's first Avatar singing competition. This is Alter Ego.
Look what we got here.
Did they say Avatar?
Yes. So here's what this is. It is the singers don latex, I don't know, like unitards. Okay. And then they have those white CGI balls all over them, much like Gollum.
A mocap suit.
Yes.
That's what that's called. Okay. Mocap. Motion capture.
Okay. Oh. And then they have some sort of arm that connects to their chest, and at the end of the arm is a small camera, and that films their face, and then they have a microphone, and they are singing. Now, they are backstage. What is presented to the judges, i.e., Alanis Morissette, Will.i.am, Nick Lachey, and Grimes, okay, is an avatar that does everything that the person backstage with the wonky suit does.
Like on a screen?
They make it look like it's in 3D or 4D, but
like a hologram?
It looks like a hologram. But at one point, a guy starts crying and the avatar started crying. So I don't know what. I don't know, but like the avatars don't just look like these people. They have chosen the avatars to be anything they want. So some of them have like wings and stuff.
Really?
Yes.
So they look like they're like from some sort of video game?
I would say that they look like they're from the Wii. Can okay. Like make an avatar in there.
Oh,
they
my
totally
God.
Remind me of that same
like
kind of.
I mean, they're like blue and pink and.
If you want to see the actual promo for it, text EGO. EGO to 73389.
Gavin, pull it up.
I will. I'll pull it up. So this sounds like it's a mix between Masked Singer and The Voice.
Yes.
Who was the genius that came up with that? Like, that's
I don't know. They're running out of ideas. And it's not that I am anti-singing competition. I think singing competitions are fun. But I do think we are putting too many twists on them. Like, the idea of simply singing just is not okay anymore.
This isn't even... Oh, my God. I'm watching the trailer for it. You can see this trailer by texting EGO to 73389. I almost cursed. This is... Who the hell are these... Wow! I am at a loss for words. Like, it is both amazing and stupid.
Yeah, I guess that's true. It is... It is amazing because these people, like, and that at different points they will show the avatar and then the person who is who is controlling the avatar. And you can see, like, the avatar truly is doing exactly every single one of their gestures and their facial expressions and stuff. But also, it just seems humiliating for the person that's singing.
Yeah.
Because...
Don't I don't want to see your face. You're ugly.
And... They're just performing to nothing.
I'm going to have to disagree with you guys. I think this looks amazing.
Now, what's amazing about it?
It's like, so the big thing in the gaming community is VR, which is virtual reality, and this is exactly it. So they're kind of taking a step forward from singing competitions and kind of incorporating artificial reality, and it looks amazing, I think.
I mean, from that aspect, I'm kind of on board.
It looks like
it does perform on this on a stage. I can't watch this and take it seriously.
The technology of it, and oh my god, he's shooting out lasers and hearts.
So wait, okay, so they can emojis out with their hands.
I'm understanding
stuff?
This less and less.
That's
now.
Amazing.
I mean, the technology of it is amazing. I wish it wasn't used for a stupid singing competition. So I don't know what the point of this is. What's the point?
I'm not really sure. I guess we could have looked that up.
I think it's to give the singers like the capability of using their imagination to perform like a real artist.
But what happens if, let's say they win this competition.
Okay.
And they're a really good singer.
Mm-hmm.
And then some record label wants to sign them. Except now they have to be an avatar for the rest of their career.
Yeah. If I see Charles, but he's not the purple wind sprite.
Right.
I'm going to be disappointed. Like, well, there was one guy who's big and fat, and his avatar has ripped abs.
Oh.
Like, what, like...
Maybe they'll be, like, video game singers if they win the competition.
What is
like,
that?
Think about what you just said. What does that mean?
There has been concerts on, like, video games with other artists. They incorporate,
yeah,
like, a main stage, like Fortnite and stuff.
Oh,
so
yeah,
it's, like, the new generation, and this is a kickstart.
It's like a virtual, like, they have, like, they have concerts in a video game world.
I can't believe I'm going to say this, and I know that this makes me sound old. Go play outside.
Oh my god.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.